Guatemala's disaster brings a new focus to an outreach. Devastating reports could provoke persecution against Christians in Afghanistan, and a media ministry sows the field with hope in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of people have been displaced by flooding and mudslides in Guatemala, the devastation caused by record rainfall. A team from the United States just helped a small community dig out from it. Michael Shedd is the team leader with Resurrection Life Church near Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says the teams worked in a riverside village
to help clear that mud out of their homes and out of a school that was a newly built school that the kids haven't been able to attend school because of all the mud and the water that was in their school there.
Shedd says this disaster has unified the local church. He says their involvement wasn't just about physical assistance.
We've been able to serve the people, but then not only just bring in the help of food and extra hands to help with things, but we've been able to share the gospel.
The team was also able to provide outreach packets to patients and their caregivers at a local hospital. You can help Guatemala too. We have links to groups like Orphan Outreach, Buckner International, AMG International, and others who work in Guatemala. Next, Open Doors says various news agencies report a member of the Afghan government has called for the public execution of Christian converts from Islam. This is in response to a video broadcast on the Afghan television network, which showed footage of Christian men being baptized and praying. Proselytizing is illegal and apostasy is punishable by death. Many Afghan believers have gone into hiding while others have fled. Pray for justice and protection for Afghani Christians. You're listening to Mission Network News. Within the last 5 months since the Haiti earthquake, many Haitians have recognized their need for Christ. But how do you keep new believers on track in a voodoo-infected culture and a low literacy rate? Faith Comes by Hearing's Ken Edwards says,
someone may worship in church on Sunday and then have some cultural practices during the week that are not necessarily foundational to the Word of God. And many times, it's because of the lack of discipleship and training, because when you can't read the Word of God, how can you study?
Faith Comes by Hearing has helped to ensure that this isn't the case by distributing audio Bibles called Proclaimers and suggesting they be used for discipleship.
So it's like a Bible study, but instead of using printed material, it's all done in audio.
This way, even those who can't read can still study God's Word and grow. Many have even come to Christ from hearing the gospel on the Proclaimers. Go to our website to help. Meanwhile, even as one ministry focuses on cultivating new believers in Haiti, another focuses on the harvest. God is providing for a dozen new Jesus film teams, as well as 5 vehicles, large meeting tents, and equipment. 5 current film teams also got help for personal and family needs in the wake of the devastation of January's quake. The Jesus film is still raising funds for a $300,000 Haiti Challenge grant that needs to be fulfilled this month. Our website will point you in the right direction. And if Jesus is the great physician and our high priest, maybe medicine and theology go together. Africa Inland Mission's Scott Theological College in Kenya thinks so and is building a program around it. Greg Okeson says,
certainly in Africa, there's a long history of medical people being seen as people that are concerned about the whole person, the spiritual aspect as well. So we really feel like this is a great opportunity for us to help integrate theology into a medical curriculum.
Curriculum for the program will be finished within a year. It'll be the first program in Africa to make theology the basis for medical study.
This program could be one means among many where we're really preparing men and women who go with medicine into areas where the gospel can not only be taught, but it can be lived.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great mission resources. How about yours? How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information, or you can also click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. There you'll see a sample, and you can also subscribe there too. I'm Greg Yoder.